Go ahead.
Hello, hey guys, how you doing?
Is this Tavon?
Yeah, is this Tavon?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Tavon, what kind sort of opportunity do you see signing here in Detroit?
Can you say that again?
What sort of opportunity do you see signing here in Detroit?
I see a great opportunity. I'm familiar with some people around here. I see an opportunity, so I'm just trying to come here and just do whatever I can to help this football team win.
Taven, how would you characterize your career thus far? You were a second-round pick, but haven't played a lot on defense the last two or three seasons. How would you characterize what you've done so far in your professional career?
Up to this point, nothing I've done really don't matter no more. You know, I'm here with the Detroit Lions now. I'm excited about this opportunity, and I can't wait to get started.
Okay, why do you think that it didn't maybe work out so well in New England?
Can you say that again?
Mike Rothstein, please restate your question.
Yes, hey, why do you think it maybe didn't work out in New England, then?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm just looking forward to this new opportunity and just doing everything I can to take advantage of this opportunity that is presenting itself now.
When you were with the Patriots, did you have any kind of relationship with Bob Quinn?
Yes, I've seen Bob around since. I mean, I've been there 4 years, so yes.
I mean, what did you know about him at that time? Sorry, this is Josh Katzen from the Detroit News.
I mean, I always seen him in the building, always communicated with him. I mean, it's a workplace, so whenever I seen him around, if we could chat a little bit. So I'm very familiar with Bob.
Tavon, Justin Rogers, you said you didn't want to talk about the past, and I understand that. So then what do you believe you can contribute going forward for the Lions?
I'm going to do everything I can to play my role. You know, at some point, it's up to me to develop my role on this football team, and that's what I'm going to do. I take it one day at a time. I'm just here trying to, learn everybody, trying to get familiar with everything. So when that time comes to develop my role, I'll have opportunity to do that.
Tavon, this is Mike Robinson again. Just following up, what do you see your role as being?
Right now, my role is to get to know everybody around this building. It's first day on the job. That's what it is. So, at some point, I'll develop my role. I don't know what that role is. I'm just going to work hard every day and just try to do everything I can to help this team win.
Do you consider yourself more of a free safety, a box safety? Where do you think your skills fit best?
Wherever the coaches put me, I feel very confident in what I can do. So, whatever position they put me in, they believe in me. So, whatever position they put me in, I'll do the best I can at that job.
Tavon, the expression in New England from Bill Belichick, "Do your job," has been pretty well known. Is that something you bring with you to Detroit?
Most definitely. Everyone has a job to do, and I'm trying to do my job better than anyone else.
Marvin Jones a little bit before the last couple of years. Can you just shed some insight too as to what the Lions are getting in from Jones as a receiver?
I'm not a talent evaluator, but I think he's a really good player. I haven't really studied him or anything like that, but I think he's a really good player that's going to bring something good to our team.
Also, this is Mike Robinson again. Was there any other teams interested at this point, or did you figure going to Detroit for the start?
It was some other teams interested, but I thought this opportunity was great for me, and both sides we was able to get it done. So I'm excited that I'm here.
Why did you think this was the best opportunity, Tavon?
Just being familiar with some of the people here, Bob, and just being able to see the opening, and being able to see if I can come in and compete for a job.
Might be like playing alongside Glover Quinn, a Pro Bowl safety who's been really a leader of the deep secondary here.
I had an opportunity to talk to Glover. I haven't had an opportunity to actually meet him. I'm sure it would be great to have an opportunity to play again, next to him, but I have to take it one day at a time and do everything I can to make sure I'm out there with him.
But just to be clear, you said you have spoken to him though?
Yes.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, Tavon, when you were with New England, what exactly was your role on defense? Because you did play there a little bit at times.
We was a game plan team, so things changed every week. So depending on what team we played or who we was playing, that would, my role could change depending on that. So it wasn't no, hey, you do this or you do that. It was kind of, you know, depending on what team we were playing and how we was trying to attack the team that week.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone broke up there. I didn't mean to interrupt. Earlier you said you had talked to Jim Caldwell a little bit. Can you just, I don't know when you talked to him, but can you just explain a little bit about what he was, you know, describing what your role could be and how those conversations went?
We haven't really discussed the role. You know, he just talked about me coming here working hard, you know, contributing in any way I can. You know, we haven't really sat down and discussed what my role may be. You know, I'll develop my own role by hard work and by hard work.
Is that it?
Today or yesterday? When did you talk with him exactly?
I had talked to him yesterday.
Yes. Hey, man, just to be clear, did you say you have spoke to Glover Quinn?
Yes.
Sort of. What did you guys talk about? If you could tell us.
It wasn't nothing much. Small talk. Just introducing ourselves. I think I'm physical. I think I'm smart. I feel like I can run. You know, I feel like it's a lot of different good things that I can do well. But, you know, I just got to go out there and show it.
And what did it mean to you that, you know, Bob Quinn came calling pretty quickly just based on what he'd, you know, known about you from his time in New England?
It was great. I've known Bob for a while now, so it was a great opportunity for me. It was good for both sides, and that's why I'm here.
All